Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hi, my golf friend, and welcome back to Above Par. Super happy you're here and listening, and hopefully you're getting your golf season, if it is season for you, wherever you're listening to this, off to a great start. Today, I wanted to share with you a portion of a call that I had in the Above Par Academy. It was about someone's experience with self-coaching and learning how to self-coach and the impact that it's making on her tournament golf and her anxiety and her life off of the golf course. And I just wanted to share her experience because I think you're going to get a lot of value about the steps that she took to overcome this moment that she had of playing in a tournament, this experience that she had of some rounds before the tournament that created a little bit more anxiety, and how she pivoted, how she self-coached. I talk a lot about how to self-coach in the Above Par Academy, and we share our wins with each other in there. And this was a win that Jennifer shared with everybody. And I thought you'd get a lot out of hearing the steps that she took in her wins and implementing the tools on how to self-coach. So without further ado, here's an excerpt from one of our calls in the Above Par Academy on a win on self-coaching.
We're going to continue our conversation on how to self-coach. So we started off the conversation last time with some experiences that someone had, and it was super useful. And we just kept going from there because that's a great way of learning and practicing. But anybody have any examples of anything that they self-coached, had success with it, struggled with it, didn't know how to pivot out of it that they want to share? Actually, Jennifer, you did. Why don't you share?
Yeah. You talking about the tournament?
Yeah. That was so good.
Yeah. Well, I have a history of playing pretty decent in casual rounds and awful in competitions. So before I started talking with you, I had stopped competing in tournaments and stuff like that because they were just so stressful for me. And recently I had my first tournament of the year and I had played really badly Thursday and the tournament was Saturday. So that was in my head that, oh my God, you can't do this. Think of all the times you played so badly and how painful it was. And Saturday morning before I left, I was like, you can't go to the course thinking the way you're thinking, because you are going to repeat your history of how you perform in competitions. So I recalled all the sessions I had with you. And I was thinking, what is this anxiety about? Like, what are you most anxious about? And as soon as I wrote it down, I was like, yeah, this is it. How I'm going to get to feel at the end of the round. Because of my history of feeling so hating myself at the end of a competition, and that was so painful, I didn't. And I was like, well, you haven't been beaten up on yourself anymore. There's no reason you can beat up on yourself. At the end of this one, you've come a long way. So this is all about how you get to feel at the end of the round. And just because you played terrible on Thursday, it's not like your game didn't go anywhere.
Such a good thought for you all to remember. Like, even within a round, your game didn't go anywhere, right? It can come back as easily as you feel like it left you. I'm going to tell you, 99% of the time, if it is mechanical, it's something very simple and fundamental. It's go to your grip, posture, aim, or alignment always first. Go to tempo. But after that, reminding yourself that your game hasn't gone anywhere, or that it can come back around this next hole, or that even on that next nine, however you want to think about it, or the next round, is super useful, because then you're going to start finding evidence of that. We get ourselves, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jennifer, but we get ourselves in this spiral when we think our game's broken. I'm broken. Something's wrong. I have to fix it. I have to kind of wait and just go through this punishment of this round. And when it ends, somehow I'm going to go to bed, wake up the next day and be a different person. Right? Has anybody ever experienced that? I have. I played professional golf that way. I'm like, I just need to go to bed and tomorrow's going to be a better day. I'm like, why? Like, if you think about it logically, it makes zero sense. Now, we can have days like just in life that sometimes we're just better to go to bed, right? It's just like our nervous systems can get kind of a little sideways. That can happen. But when we're thinking it's our golf game or it'll get better tomorrow, I just need to get through the round, just reminding yourself, next shot, next hole, my game didn't go anywhere. And you've heard me say this before. Part of the reason is it's just too hard to change your swing, like for the better. So if it's too hard to change your swing for the better, it's equally got to be as hard to change it for the worse. Like it makes no sense. So you want to go back to the things that really, what would affect it? Your fundamentals, tempo. Maybe you're squeezing the crap out of the club. Maybe your next thing you know, you're like, you're thinking about your swing too much, right? Just getting yourself back to being calm, certain, and confident, and it'll come back around. Okay, so finish the story for everybody. So what she's saying is she had this horrible round before she went to play, and she's thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to go play because I'm going to feel, and realizing that she was creating all this anxiety before this one event, that it was when she took a minute. Did you write it down? Did you journal?
Oh, yeah. I wrote everything down, and I could feel myself as I'm writing it down. Like the first one I wrote down was, this anxiety is about how you're going to feel about yourself at the end.
Yeah.
I could actually feel my shoulders starting to come down, and then I just kept writing.
Just curious for everybody. There's no right or wrong way to do this, but I have a whole one of the classes on journaling. Did you use a prompt or did you just start writing?
My prompt was my anxiety and not wanting to head to this competition with it. I wanted it gone. I wanted to, quote, not care how I did. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that was something I came up with that I hadn't before, which was, you're going to play in a lot more of these events. This one doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And that decreased my anxiety a lot. Mm-hmm. And thinking, you know, I'm not defined by how I do. It doesn't define who I am as a person.
Right.
And because I used to use that. I used to, when I played terrible, it meant there was something wrong with me. Do you know what I'm saying? So
as a person or in your swing?
As a person, I thought there was something psychologically wrong with me because there was such a contrast between my casual rounds and competition rounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, like 10, 15 strokes difference. So obviously, clearly I'm a nutcase.
Yeah. I think everybody can relate to that feeling.
So I actually felt pretty darn good leaving the house that morning. Yeah.
Okay. When you went out to play, and then what happened?
It felt a lot like a casual round. Now, I have to say, there were a couple additional things that contributed to me playing pretty good. I was put with a pretty good group.
Okay.
And I feel extra permission to take my time in tournaments. But I play pretty good and I end up winning. So
high five. Yeah, high five for the victory. Yes, right.
Yeah, I was more proud of me overcoming the anxiety than I was winning. Because I was like, so.
Okay, so why though?
Because this has been such a long struggle for me.
Yeah.
I mean, and I haven't been able to get, you know, manage my mind in competitions. And the fact that I could, I was like, damn, girl, this is good. This is, yeah, you won. But overcoming and figuring out your own brain and then talking to yourself and writing it down was just like, I can do this. Yeah.
Yes. Because if you can handle, it's about to me, like when I hear you say that, and you know, Jennifer and I have coached one-on-one together. So we've done, you know, quite a bit of personal work or work on lots of different topics. When one can get a sense that I'm not at the effect of it. I own it. I own my anxiety. Like I can control my anxiety. It doesn't control me. I think anxiety is probably, and fear, some people anger, are some of those emotions where we feel like they happen to us and then we don't have any control or agency over it. And the more examples you can give yourself, and I use this as an example. Like often it can be, people will say, I can manage my anxiety off of the golf course, or I can manage my fear or my frustration off the golf course. What we usually do is we take lots of time because we have all day. We avoid it. We might just, you know, do all these other things to distract us and give us these other dopamine hits. Golf doesn't give us that luxury. So when we can see so much evidence that we can manage our brain around the game of golf, which is really just bombarding us all the time with different stimulations to create fear, create anxiety, to create disappointment and shame, and knowing that the job is to bring our emotions back to being in the center lane of calm, certain, and confident. And the faster I can do that, and the more evidence I have the power to do that, that I'm in charge of how I feel, I'm in charge of my experience, it's so empowering off the golf course, like everywhere. It doesn't mean just golf, it's anywhere, which is so amazing. And it probably doesn't come across very good, I'll admit that, but I don't care so much about your golf. And I do, but I don't. I'm so happy you won. But if you can manage your mind, all the wins and the success is going to come.
I see the exact same thing happening off the golf course. If I have an emotion that I don't enjoy feeling, I'm like, okay, what's going on? And then I just write and write and write. And then my thoughts become more concrete where I can read them. And I'm like, oh, is that true? Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a fact. That's what you're making that mean. And so off the golf course, it works.
You get another point. So one of the things is that our emotions are our indicator of whether we're going in the direction that we want to go or not. So when we can be aware of that, it's if you're in charge of your emotions, then you're in charge of your experience. Versus it happening to us. And the more you can separate out the situations, like that's what self-coaching is, from the emotion, the tournament from the anxiety, the more you can give that space in there that they're not connected, the more they're connected, the more that means you're at the effect of them. Does everybody get that? The more tournament creates anxiety, the more it's like tournaments create anxiety for me. Now tournaments own you then. They're the producer of your anxiety. That's not true. It's never been true. And some things can be more triggering to people. Some things can be more challenging to overcome. Some things are easier for some people and not be just because of patterns and our life experience and who we are, genetics. There's so many different components that can play a role in that. But creating that space, which is the beauty of what she did, was journal it out. And when you can get it out of your head and see it, and because of practicing self-coaching, you sit in it longer. Now, which brings me to a point that I want to share is it's not about never being anxious. It's not about never being frustrated. It's not about never having fear. That would not be a human experience. Because if you never had the negative emotions, then you don't get the contrast of the positive emotions. So we live in this very small box around neutral of emotions. So having an emotion is not a problem. You want to embrace that and give yourself the wins for how long I'm choosing to stay there. That's you pivoting out of it was what you just gave yourself a lot of credit for.
Okay, so there you have it. Hopefully you can see yourself in Jennifer's experience of playing in tournaments, playing better in casual rounds, having some previous rounds that weren't going the way that you hoped, and then creating some anxiety over an upcoming tournament. And I hope that you learned a little bit from her on the power of being able to self-coach and the impact that it's making for her on and off the golf course. All right, my friends, if you want any help with this, if you want to learn more about the Above Par Academy, I encourage you to go to abovepar.club, or you can connect with me at kathyhartwood.com. All right, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.